Will Udio disrupt Spotify, the first AI rap beef, and Elvis Act or Patriot Act? Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR, powered by showing up every day. Unlimited Supply is brought to you by Nodisk, helping music technology and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's April 16th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray. And before we get to Tech Tuesday, UMG and Taylor Swift are being pretty quiet about her return to TikTok. And there's not much upside for public argument with her album dropping next week. But over at the Wall Street Journal, Ann Steele has the story that UMG was caught by surprise by the move and the two parties were at odds. Expect more to trickle out as the week goes on. And here's what matters in music tech on another AI-heavy Tech Tuesday. Virginie Berger of Matchtune is someone who gives a lot of thought to the intersection of AI and rights holders, and she posted another piece on LinkedIn discussing the AI music app Udio, which has been in the news quite a bit in recent days, having raised $10 million. It's a good primer on how large language models appropriate existing content, and one of her main points is that this remains traceable much longer than AI companies might want to admit. She points out that Udio hasn't made its intentions clear on licensing training data. After all, she's an advocate for sustainable licensing models for training content. But the big bomb that she drops is that she sees Udio as a potential disruptor of Spotify. The article's worth it for that alone. Over at LinkedIn. Rolling Stone has also weighed in on Udio. A few weeks after its piece on rival Suno, Rolling Stone got around to Udio, which it refers to as the other, emphasis theirs, AI music chatbot. I guess Rolling Stone covering Suno first made them the incumbent in the space. I can almost hear the echo of Andreessen Horowitz and Steve Stout on the horn to Rolling Stone saying, "Hey, what about us?" Suno's parlor trick was to create an artificial Mississippi Delta bluesman. Udio's gimmick is to replicate Tom Petty, which it did twice in a day last week, though they said it was accidental. Hard for me to believe that replicating an artist whose appeal runs straight to the G-spot of the Silicon Valley Monterati and the protective instincts of the entire music industry is exactly an accident. Replicating Sun Ra, that would be an accident. In any case, in the article, Udio's co-founder avoids any mockable quotes. See our March 19th Unlimited Supply episode for mockable quotes. And the article also includes what may be the first AI on AI beef, with the two platforms trading diss tracks. Hopefully Udio doesn't end up with its virtual arm in a virtual sling. Over in the New York Times, Kevin Roos weighs in with a think piece on the lack of standards and measurements of truth and effectiveness in the world of AI. While the Valley tends to push back against any kinds of standards imposed from without, it's worth noting that the world has done pretty well by certain standards, like alternating current, driving on one side of the road, and even, at the risk of being added by crypto bros, the US dollar. Conversely, as we pointed out recently, the lack of standards in social media hasn't always worked out so well. Roos points out that the Turing test for AI, loosely defined as the AI convincing you that it's human, is essentially obsolete or moot, and that the foremost AI measurement test could be obsolete in less than a year. The first step to a solution is identifying the problem, and it's not too soon to start thinking hard about this stuff. Also over at Billboard, Kristen Robinson and Bill Donahue take a look at Tennessee's Elvis Act, which is designed to protect artists and intellectual property, including publicity rights. The RIAA and NARIS are both on board, with old friend Mitch Glazer and Harvey Mason waving the pom-poms, but there are some real questions as to whether the act might overreach and affect things like tribute bands and Elvis impersonators, thus becoming the copyright version of the Patriot Act, which set a lot of new norms in privacy. Elvis is everywhere, indeed. The question is whether Tennessee lawmakers will make the necessary tweaks and adjustments, or whether we will have to wait for a legal challenge. Let's hand it to the geeks at The Verge. Chris Welch dives into Reddit, where geeks are hacking into Spotify's code to reveal nuggets of info about its impending super premium tier. In a throwback to 90s hacking, or maybe just iPhone leaks, people with too much time on their hands have detected code snippets in the latest Spotify Android build like, quote, "lossless has arrived." Not exactly unexpected, but it's a geek-tastic throwback to when practically everything was hiding in plain sight, i.e. the 90s. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi, that's R-O-Y-F-I.com. Follow Unlimited Supply and drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Amazon if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Our song of the day comes from old friends the Avett Brothers. It's called Love of a Girl, and it hits as an instant Avett classic in their tradition of off-kilter songs like Slight Figure of Speech, Pretty Girl from Chile, and Talk on Indolence, with some bonus close harmonies. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict usually means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.